Impact Driven Entrepreneur, episode 90, Are Facebook Groups Dead? How we added six figures in revenue with our own Facebook group, and exactly how you can do the same thing.
Welcome to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur, the podcast that helps you expand your reach and convert that reach into clients so you can lead your tribe with confidence and create change in the world while living the life you desire. And now, your host, certified business coach and consultant, Mariana Ruiz.
This episode is brought to you by the Impactful Leaders Mastermind. This is a mastermind where you're going to up-level your marketing game. We're talking advanced Facebook ad strategies that can 10x your earnings per lead. We're talking about psychological strategies that allow you to coach your audience through the sales process with ease and from a very loving place. And leadership strategies and skills that are going to allow you to get at least four times the return on investment for every single employee or contractor that you bring into your business. And of course, mindset interwoven throughout, because how you make a six or multiple six-figure leap in your business starts with your brain and how you're thinking about things. So we are going to do this in a community that's going to be of like-minded individuals, and you're also going to get mindset strategies that are going to up-level your game in so many ways. Go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/mastermind to learn more. Can't wait to see you inside. Welcome back to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur. Today, I wanted to talk all about running your profitable Facebook group. So here's the deal. We have made over, multiple six figures at this point from Facebook groups alone. And since 2015, Facebook groups have accounted for 60 to 80% of the sales that come through our business. And so when somebody asked me this week, like, hey, should I start a Facebook group? Like, I don't know how to go about this, or like, what is going to make this work for me? Because this person specifically had already run a Facebook group and it was not profitable for her. So I decided to do a special episode just about this topic to really go into what helps you to actually make a Facebook group profitable. Because the truth is, if you run a Facebook group, that does not necessarily make it profitable. Instead, in this episode, what you're going to learn is how to really make a Facebook group profitable and have that be a revenue generating part of your marketing strategy. Okay. So the first thing that I want to talk about is that a Facebook group alone does not make you money. Okay. Think about this really, really logically. If you open up a Facebook group, number one, it does not mean that people are going to join it. So that's the first piece. Secondly, just the sheer fact of having a Facebook group does not mean that people are going to buy from you or that people are going to want to buy from you, okay? Because they're just sitting there in this group. So what you need in order to make a Facebook group profitable is a conversion event. A conversion event is an event that opens up the opportunity to work with you. And I did an episode about conversion events. We're going to link it up in the show notes. It's episode number 44, and it's called Conversion Events, How to Increase Your Income Through Conversion Events. And you can get it at impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/conversion-events. And basically, that is the key to making money no matter what platform you choose to be on, okay? So no matter what platform you're going to select to be on, whether that be a Facebook group, your Facebook business page, LinkedIn, Instagram, there's YouTube, right? There's podcasting. There's like a million different places where you can be showing up. Well, no matter what you choose, it's important that you have a conversion event where the people are having that initial contact with you and finding out about your business through that platform. And then the conversion event takes them to the next level to be able to understand what you do, what your services are, and take them to actually buying from you. So that's the first piece, is you need a conversion event. Go check out episode 44 of the podcast where we go deeper into that if you need more help with that. Okay, number two, get personal and really make sure that you have something unique about your group. So what do I mean by this? A couple of things. The first thing is really define the purpose of your group. This couldn't have been more clear to me than when I chose to close a group of around 2,000 members. And I was kind of like, what are we doing here, right? Like, there was no purpose to the group. So it's important that you have a very, very clear purpose to the group. And so I closed that community down. And about a month or two later, I chose to open up the Coaching for Impact community, which, by the way, if you're not a member, shameless plug, go join us, the Coaching for Impact community on Facebook or impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/community. So my point is, you want to have some sort of unique reason for them to be in the community. What is the objective of the community? And having a clear objective will help them to self-identify whether they should be there or not. For example, the Coaching for Impact community is for people who want to add six figures in revenue with a group coaching program. And for most of you listening to this podcast, that's also you, right? I have a very clear objective for my Facebook group as well as for my podcast. Why? Because it helps the person to see if they are in the right place or not without having to really like decide that on their own or be confused about what they're doing there and if they belong there. Okay. So that sense of belonging is important, and you want to create that with a clear objective for your group. Next, let's talk about being personal. So again, there's a million Facebook groups out there. So being personal is one way that you can really set yourself and your group apart. So I'm going to share with you a few ways how we do this and how this has served us so well. So every person that joins our group, they have to answer a questionnaire in the beginning of the group, and then they join the group. Well, we send every person a very customized message when they join the group. And we say, hey, thanks for joining the community. I see that you're blah, 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 blah. So excited to get to know you a little bit further. Like, just actually having a real conversation with them. That's super, super important to me. The second thing is we tag them when they join the group. But most people, this is where it stops, right? They usually have the system down, right? Like, okay, we have a new person wanting to join the group. Welcome to the group. Here's your tag. Introduce yourself. And then maybe you'll do a private message. Maybe not. But that is not the end, okay? That relationship needs to continue to be nurtured throughout the time that that person is in your group. And that's how you're going to really make it personal, make it meaningful and matter to them. And then, of course, like from that relationship, from that place of service and like community and, you know, love is where they're going to be interested in buying from you later down the road. But you must come into it with this very like, I want to build a relationship. I want to be personal. I want this to be a great experience for everybody, whether they choose to buy from me or not, right? And from that place, you can really go into a very great place with each of the members of your group. So because we've deployed this strategy, also we tag people in relevant videos to them, not just any video. The goal here, and this is how I train my team, is like relevant videos, okay? Very different from tagging them in every single video you ever do. So the goal here is to build a real relationship with each member of the group. Because of this, we now have a Facebook group. Currently, it's at around 300 members, something like 370 members. Well, I just looked this week at my analytics, and literally out of the 370 members, we have 360 engaged members. That means only 10 people out of the group are not engaging with our content. And so that is a very, very important thing, which is leading me to the next point, which is keep members engaged, okay? When I ran my bigger group, and it wasn't because it was bigger, but it was because I rebranded and didn't close that group and start a new group, and I didn't have a clear objective. Like, there was a lot of mistakes I was making with that group. And essentially, what I want to share about that is that engagement is key. It is so important to keep your group engaged, to make sure that they are still interested in your content, keep them loving your content, and make sure you're continuing to show up. So here was my pattern that I was getting into and why it was so difficult to get engagement. I would do a launch. I would be burnt out to a crisp from doing that launch. And then I would stop showing up for like a week, 2 weeks, sometimes even longer. And you just cannot do that with a Facebook group, because the minute you stop showing up, you're going to see attrition happen. People are looking at other things. They get distracted. They're no longer really looking at your stuff, and then they're gone, right? So you want to keep your members engaged, and you want to really make sure that you are intentionally posting every single day, at least once a day, and that you are doing live streams. So live streams have been a huge part of keeping the engagement up and keeping interest high. I do live streams on questions that I'm getting. So this, and even podcasts, right? This podcast was created based on a question that someone gave me inside of that group. And where did they give it to me? Not in the feed. They just messaged me, because we had that built relationship, that private relationship. And so I just want to showcase to you like how deep that relationship can be, and how easy it really can be to come up with topics and to do things, right? You're just showing up and serving them. And so it doesn't have to be some live stream that you're like, you know, pardon my French, but like pulling out of your ass, right? Like, it's going to be something that you are going to be having this fluid relationship with the members of the group, and you're going to show up and service them. That is how you create a very profitable group, right? And you can see with a group of less than 400 members, we've been able to be extremely profitable because of the personal touch, the community, the connection, and me being willing to go above and beyond. Now, some of you may be like, well, if I'm doing DMs with them and if I'm doing live streams with them, like, how is that going to be different than my group programs or my one-on-one programs? And will they still want to buy? Here's the thing. You're not giving away the farm. Okay. You are not giving away the farm. What you're doing here is building a genuine connection and piquing their interest for working with you. It is very clear that you are not going to get everything you need to build your business and to actually be able to make sustainable, you know, five-figure and multiple five-figure months with a free Facebook group. It's very clear that you're not going to be able to do that. If you think you can do that, I am so sorry to burst your bubble, but there is a lot more that goes into it than what I can physically cover. Otherwise, I would not have a business and I would not be able to do this content for free, right? So it's important that you tell your people that whatever their ultimate result is, that you're going to give them pieces of it and that there's more where that came from, right? As good and as much as my free content is amazing or whatever, maybe you don't think that, but I think that it's pretty good, right? If as good as this content is, I want you to really imagine, and for those of you who are already my clients, you already know this, what's behind the scenes is so much better. It's like a million times better. It doesn't even compare. And especially in my case, I look at, okay, I give them a process, a step-by-step worksheet. Like I give them my actual processes that they can use with them, with their own business or with their team. Those things are literally priceless because I cut out hundreds of hours of testing, hundreds of hours of implementing, trying different programs, different services, whatever. I cut out hundreds of searching on Google, right? And giving them exactly step-by-step white glove service, everything they need. So that's how it's going to be different. And as long as you're thinking these kinds of thoughts, like, oh my gosh, but what if I give them too much or whatever, then you're not going to be willing to show up enough to really cultivate that relationship, okay? And the relationship is the important piece here. It's not giving them everything. I also want to reframe this this piece about giving them everything. What is really most of service to your people? Is it to give them everything in the free content, or is it to give them enough to get some results ahead of time, but still tell them that the rest of the results are on the other side of your program? If the what we know about human nature is that people don't value free things, that people aren't going to implement, even if you gave them $1 million piece of information, or even if you gave them like the secret key to losing 100 pounds and they have 100 pounds to lose, right? Like if they're not going to value free, it is most of service for you to give them some results ahead of time through your free content. And then it's your duty and obligation to tell them about your paid offer, because that's what's going to give them the lasting long-term result that they're really looking for. And so it's actually of most service to think about your content and to create your content and do it in this way, okay? Next, actually serve them, okay? So this leads perfectly from the last point, because your offers must actually serve them. So what I mean by this is that they solve a real problem that they're having, they provide a real solution that they need, and that the content that you're creating really naturally serves them and trickles down to what your offer is going to be. So even though your conversion, and even to your conversion events, that was the other piece. So your offer, right, is the, like, think about that as like the last milestone, right? That they're coming into your offer and that's how they're ultimately going to get their result. Well, you need to have or think about your conversion events and your free content as a ramp. This is how I teach it. It is a ramp, meaning you are taking them from off the ramp to on the ramp, or you're taking them from 0 to 1 degree on the ramp. The paid offer is going to give them the rest of the way up the ramp to the final destination. Okay. So that is how you create your free content. That is also how you make sure that you're servicing them to the highest level, because you're taking them towards the ramp. You are helping them on the way to their final result. And you will be able to provide some results ahead of time through your free content in the Facebook group, in the lives, in the content that you're posting, okay? And lastly, the final point here is to lead them. So leading means that you have rules in your community. Leading means that you have boundaries and you are showing up with an energy that is of service to them, right? Meaning an energy that they can model. You are showing up in a way that is something that is contagious, that they want to be a part of. You are having presence, right? You are showing up. It's like kind of like when you are around children, right? And it's like you can be not present, right? If you're maybe you're on your phone or you're doing something else, you're distracted, okay? That is not being present. And so when do things happen, right? Like that's when they decide to go for like the outlet and decide to like unplug stuff and play with it and think that jamming things in there are fun, right? However, if you're present, if you're observing them, you might be playing with them. You might not be playing with them. You might just be present, but not like actively playing with them. Then they're way less likely to think that the outlet is a fun toy. Or if the outlet they think is a fun toy, then you're going to be able to create that boundary for them before it becomes dangerous, right? So leadership is the same way. You are going to set up rules and boundaries. You are going to be present. You are going to show up with an energy that is going to be attractive. You're not going to go in there and say, hey guys, this is what I'm doing. And like, no, right? Like that's not it. So I want you to really think about leadership and how you're currently leading your community, and then decide to up level so that you can create that client attractive energy, as well as just practice, right? I always talk about how, you know, stepping into the CEO role is being a leader, and being a leader is not just for your team and for the people you're employing, it's also for your audience, right? You cannot expect to grow an audience and grow a tribe without being a leader first. You must be somebody that people are willing to follow, and you do that through your being state, which is a much deeper coaching conversation and something we can talk about in much more detail in private if you're interested. But basically, you don't do that just through something that you are physically doing. It's a being state, okay? So let me recap all of the things. In summary, we've made multiple six figures just from Facebook groups alone. It is a huge part of our business and how we really grow our audience, create quality connections, and ultimately those connections lead to sales. Number one, you must have a conversion event. A conversion event is how people buy from you. If you need more information on conversion events, go to episode 44 of the podcast or impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/conversion-event. Next, be doing something personal, right? So have a personal objective for the group. What is in it for them? Why should they be in this community? Have private messages and more deep conversations with members. Follow up with those conversations and build that to be a true, genuine connection. Next, go live weekly, as well as post content in there every single day. Okay. Be consistent, and that is going to help your engagement massively. Next, be of service and really making sure that you're creating that on-ramp for your services, which is ultimately the thing that is most of service, because people value that which they pay for, not necessarily the free stuff. And lastly, lead and become a leader. I want you to really step into the role of a leader. This is especially true for you if you already have a Facebook community and you're struggling to get it to convert at the level which you want it to. I would really look at you as the leader and really changing the way that you're showing up so that you can create that client attractive energy. And that's more energy. It's like not even something that is something I can give you just a five-step tool for. So let's personalize this. Let's have you come in and do a personalized strategy session on how you can utilize your very own Facebook group to add six figures or multiple six figures in your business this year. Let's talk about how you're going to step into the leadership role at the next level so that you can really catapult your success and maximize everything you're doing with your team, with your audience, with how you're showing up in your life, okay? And go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/strategy to set up your complimentary session. I can't wait to talk to you more and really find out what your next steps are to elevating your business, elevating your brand, and adding your next six figures in your business. Have an amazing day. Bye. Get daily mindset strategy and support to grow your business for free. Join our Community, the Coaching for Impact Community on Facebook. Just go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/community to join.